For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show. Super short Wednesday night. Hopefully you're having an uneventful, happy time wherever you're at. Probably in your car, delivering Uber Eats or delivering some wacky person on an Uber ride. Maybe just slinging pizzas at some mom and pop joint. Maybe you're a hooker on the way to a gig. Good for you, lady.
I bet your business is booming for them.
I don't know. That's a good question.
People are locked up. You can't go on Tinder dates.
Ah. You think prostitutes are wearing masks? I mean.
Do I think they are?
Yeah.
I think some are.
How cool would
probably
that be?
Probably depending on who they voted for.
Right. Okay. That's hilarious. Oh, man. They got a little flap on the mask that could just pop it open so they could do their biz.
Yeah, they got those zipper ones that you can eat and drink with.
Bing bong, perfect. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We'll get into some of this football talk because, man, we're right around the corner. I know we have our first Tampa sports franchise coming back this weekend. The Rowdies are playing Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're no fans, though, too, right?
What?
No fans, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. No, which kind of sucks because I really like Ralph's Mob. Those guys are a lot of fun to hang out with at Al Lang. But yeah, this Saturday they'll be at Al Lang, and I believe they're playing Atlanta United 2. I think it's like their B squad or something like that. But it's gonna be fun just to watch it on TV. I'll try to find out where it's at. Maybe catch a replay.
Is the Rowdies on TV?
I think you could find them somewhere. They got to stream it somewhere or something.
Oh, yeah, stream it online. They'll probably do that.
Something. But I know the UFC has some good fights this weekend. They fight at Fight Island for the first time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The island they're renting over in the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah, so I will be at Snappers on Saturday, 8 o'clock show, and then I'm going to race home to watch the fights. Really excited about that. So I posted it on my Facebook page earlier, but the tickets are going fast and there's not a lot of them. So comedy is not back in full swing. It is 50% capacity, and Snappers in Palm Harbor. It's an awesome room, but it's not a huge room. So there's only about 50 tickets available when this thing went online. And I am headlining Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock shows. So if you'd like to come see me, I got some brand new material I've written during the whole pandemic and the quarantine, and I'll be doing some of my classic material too. So come on out for that. The very, very funny Ricky Hicken will be opening for me.
Nice.
Lou Angel Wolf is popping in on Friday night. He's like an OG. And we might have a guest set or two on Saturday. We'll see how it works out. But yeah, make sure you go to snapperscomedygrill.com and you can grab those tickets. Also, August 2nd, at Side Splitters. It's my birthday makeup show. Sunday, 7 o'clock, August 2nd. Go to sidesplitterscomedy.com if you would like to go hang out with me for my birthday and bring me a little present. Bring me a gift. Yeah, it'd be great. All right, before we get into this football talk, let's bring the show to a complete halt the way we love to do with this guy right here. Oh, hey, Cherokee. What's up, pal?
Hey, brother, I was going to follow up with football talk.
Oh, hell yeah. What you got for me?
I'm completely disappointed with the Redskins' decision.
That's I'm sorry to hear that. And you know what? I had it in my prep right here, and I'm glad you called. So they said that they're obviously they're going to change the name. They haven't said it. It's not written in stone, but it looks like it's going to be the Warriors, right, Will?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That's reported, and they're going to remove all the Native American imagery from their
logo.
Kind
of warrior is it? Are they going to go with the 80s gang.
I don't know. I thought maybe they would just do like a tomahawk or an arrow or something. But I don't. It sounds like they're going to remove any sort of anything to do with Native Americans.
Really? I thought maybe they'd just take off the Indian head.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
And the entire idea is a travesty because you're taking away all heritage. There's no Native Americans that have ever had a problem with it.
I don't know about you're probably mostly right from the surveys I've seen. Yeah.
And the survey is going to come from all these white Karens. We cannot have.
You're right.
Yeah,
no, you're 100% right.
It's funny. I was talking to a couple of my friends today. They're white liberals, and we were talking about the names are changing. And I said I don't really care what they do anymore. I don't care. And they were saying I understand how it's offensive. And I go why? Just because of the skin and red? And he goes yeah. And I go I said and I told him about the survey where out of 10 natives surveyed said they don't find it offensive, and they still went but it's offensive
to you. White boy.
But they said, still offensive to them, so they're glad that the team is being renamed.
So if you just say it's offensive, good enough.
They don't have red skin like I do.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's a fact. So red skin is not offensive.
And there's going to be people that are going to be pissed off, and perhaps rightfully so, that they're kind of pushing. This was like they were out in the forefront. You know, Native Americans were out in the forefront with this team name, and now they're going to be pushed back.
Right.
It's one. They're not going to be represented in culture as much.
Right. Well, it's like the Florida State Seminoles. People were, as soon as people started talking about them removing that, the actual Seminole tribe stepped up and said, "Oh no, we have zero problems with the Florida State Seminole, and we like the Florida State Seminoles. It's a good look for us. We like it. Thank you. Make that happen. Appreciate ya."
Yeah.
So
keep the logos. You keep the spirit alive.
I mean, as long as you're not like obviously making fun of somebody or a group. Like I didn't mind the Indians taking away that big tooth Chief Wahoo logo. It did. That was kind of like dumb looking. You know what I mean? But
that was a little over the top,
yeah.
But keeping the name of the Indians, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Gotcha. All right, man. Well, thanks for your input there. It's the longest conversation ever had. It's really weird.
All right, man.
Later, pal. All right, there you go. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the radio. What's up?
Whoa, you just put me straight to the radio?
I don't have a phone screener. We don't have a budget for that on the Johnny B Show. We have a two-man budget, so I do everything, dude. As a matter of fact, I cleaned the bathroom before the show started.
I think you're just wise and you know who was calling you. That's what it was.
Nope. Have no idea. What's going on?
It's Hideka.
How would I know? What's going on? Wham, I'm so scared
man,
right now.
You made a tweet earlier today about you know, working from home.
Right. Because I'm jealous of my friends that work from home, straight up. I really am. Because I have a few friends that do work from home, and they walk around in their underwear and they just scratch their crotch and they don't have to go be around people breathing all over them during a pandemic. Just seems awesome.
Yeah, man, but like, you think people in radio would be able to easily work from home.
A lot of people do.
Like a given.
A lot of people do.
It is easy.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, you remember when I told you I got suspended on Twitter when I had like 7,000 followers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they sent me an email and they said that they were going to unsuspend me.
Yeah.
And they were like, "We didn't find any problems with your account."
Uh-huh.
And then immediately after they said that,
this guy's annoying.
Yeah, guess what happened?
What?
Guess what happened, Johnny?
I don't want to play this game. What?
No, guess what they did right after they said they was gonna.
They banged your mom.
Guess what they did?
I don't know. I'm bad at this.
Yes, they banged my mom, dude.
I'm so good at this game.
They banged my mom.
Yeah.
And then they suspended me again.
That's so weird, dude. I have no idea why anybody would suspend you. You seem pretty stable.
I don't know why. Dude, it's crazy. Like, I have proof and emails and, like, screenshots.
Yeah, I know.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Like, dude, all I'm saying is when you get done with the show, hit me up on Twitter, and I'll send you these emails and proof. It's super weird, dude. It's
I would
weird.
Love nothing more than to spend the rest of my night doing that. That sounds awesome, man. Thank you.
I know you would.
I'm in, dude.
It's
I'm in.
Boring, but
all day.
No, it's
God.
Weird. Take a look at
it's
it.
So weird.
Hit me up when you're done. It's a real deck on Twitter
done.
Now.
Done. Done. Oh, that was good. Good times. So, football.
Wait. I want to talk about tweets. I want to talk about Hideka's Twitter account. That's what I want to know.
I like it.
I
want
to see these emails. They're weird.
I like it. Like, you know who this is. No, I don't. Sorry. I didn't ask if he was a fat ass or a b-hole. It don't matter. So, Ivy League. Schools, for most of you guys, if you don't know who that is, that's the smart kids. They have announced that they are canceling all fall sports, including football. Mm. So if you are all excited about Colgate versus Brown, sorry.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, guys. Harvard versus Princeton, that big rivalry, it's not going to happen this year.
That's too bad. That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. It is. I kind of like watching some of the Ivy League football games, so... You know, they have a lot of history there. They've been playing for 100 years or more.
I wonder how many NFL players came out of the Ivy Leagues. Not many. There's what's his name? My God, Fitzpatrick. He went to Harvard.
So did Cameron Brate. So
yeah. Okay, so maybe more than I thought.
There's a handful of smarties. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I don't know. I thought for a minute there Zane was going to be one of those because he was being looked at for football and also with his grades, and he kind of hinted around like he was going to try to go play at an Ivy League school. And I'm like, you know, they don't really give scholarships there. So good luck with that, kid.
He got student loans.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now he's found his passion.
Uh-huh.
Politics.
Oh, man. It's so great. I'm very,
very
excited for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Change your major, dude. Not a big deal. Thanks, politics. Yeah. So that was announced. The Ravens. I don't know if this is going to set a precedent for the rest of the NFL, but they announced to their season ticket holders today that they will be deferring their season tickets till next season. So nobody has locked in seats this year because they're not sure if anybody's even going to be in seats this year.
There's
so.
Not. If there is football. No.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to put money on this.
There might not be here.
I want to bet you money.
There might not be here, but there will be in other states. Promise.
Nope.
Yep.
That's gonna be a regulation they put in league-wide.
Nope.
They're not going to let some teams profit off ticket sales and not others.
They already said they're going to do it per, like, city, where they're at as far as the pandemic and all that. They've already said it, yeah. So I know it's a disadvantage for some cities, but...
Do they have profit sharing?
I'm not sure on that one, but... We'll see how it plays out. I think it's going to be limited capacity. What they're saying, they're going to take out the first 8 rows of each stadium, and they're going to put tarps on them so it kind of protects the players and the coaches, and they're going to just sell ad space on those first layer of rows.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting look. And I think they're going to try to have some fans in the stands. I really do. It's just you could social distance.
Not only will they not have fans in the stands, I'm going to say it's 50-50 that there's even a damn seat.
Shut up!
There's going to be a season. 51% no.
There will be a season.
We'll see how baseball goes. Baseball is going to be a big test.
And basketball, yeah. But baseball will be way bigger. Yeah, I gotcha. And that's happening soon, so we will see what's going on. Ooh, I just got a follow from Real Deca. Real okay.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's great.
Make sure you get his info so you can check out his Twitter account, emails.
More like Real Dica, am I right?
Nice.
Let's go, baby. Hey, yeah. Got him, coach. He just got suspended again.
Oh, man.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.